Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's Core Tutorial Series. This audio tutorial is the first in a series and is an introduction to immunology. By listening to this audio tutorial, you will learn about immunology and its scope, basic concepts in immunology, the history of immunology, what the immune system is, and cells and organs of the immune system. In the introduction, we will discuss what is immunology, the immune system, immunity, and the scope of immunology. Let's begin by answering the question, what is immunology? The environment in which we live contains an incredible variety of infectious agents, such as bacteria, viruses, fungi, protozoa, and multicellular parasites and their products. If they multiply unchecked, they wreak havoc on your body's function. To fight against these constant threats, we need to have a protective system. Otherwise, we would easily succumb to diseases caused by these pathogens and the toxins they produce. It's the immune system that keeps us healthy in this environment. The immune system. The immune system is a unique adaptive defense system that has evolved in vertebrates. It recognizes and destroys foreign substances and organisms that enter the body. The immune system can distinguish between the body's own tissues and outside substances called antigens. It's specific against foreign antigens. The ability to identify an antigen also permits the immune system to remember antigens, also known as immunologic memory, so that the body can mount a better and faster immune response the next time it encounters any of these antigens. Immune system concept map. The immune system includes various organs as well as lymphatic organs and the cells they produce in order to protect us against pathogens. Those organs include the bone marrow, the thymus, the lymphatic system of ducts and nodes, the spleen, and leukocytes as the primary cell type. Together, these combine to make the immune system and protect us against pathogens, such as bacteria, viruses, protozoa, multicellular parasites, fungi, and their products. Immunity. Let's discuss the concept of immunity. The state of our body to protect from infectious diseases with the help of the immune system is our immunity, and it's defined as all those physiological mechanisms that endow the animal or human with the capacity to recognize materials as foreign to itself and to neutralize, eliminate, or metabolize them with or without injury to its own tissue. Now let's discuss some basic concepts in immunology, including humoral and cellular immune responses, innate and acquired immunity, antigens and antibodies, and cells and organs of the immune system. The primary function of our immune system is to eliminate infectious agents and to minimize damage they can cause. The first layer of defense is the exterior defense of the body, and this presents an effective barrier against most organisms. Very few infectious agents can penetrate this barrier of defense, which is intact skin. Humoral and cellular immunity. The immune system comprises of two parallel but interrelated systems, the humoral immune response and cellular immune response. In the humoral immune response, soluble proteins called antibodies or immunoglobulins function as recognition elements that bind specifically to antigens. Antibodies are secreted by plasma cells, which are differentiated from B lymphocytes. In the cellular immune response, cells called cytotoxic T cells kill cells that display foreign antigens or motifs on their surfaces. The cellular immune response is mediated by specific receptors that are expressed on the surface of T cells. The two types of responses interact at one point through helper T lymphocytes, or helper T cells. And helper T cells contribute to both humoral and cellular immune responses by stimulating the differentiation and proliferation of appropriate B cells and T cells. The site of infection and the type of pathogen largely determine which immune response will be effective in protecting against it. The cells and organs of the immune system. Immune responses are mediated by a variety of cells and by soluble molecules which they secrete. Leukocytes, or white blood cells, are central to all immune responses. Other cells in the tissues, such as macrophages and the cytokines produced by them, also contribute to immune responses. A number of morphologically and functionally diverse organs and tissues function in the development of the immune response. And these can be divided as primary lymphoid organs and secondary lymphoid organs. The cell types include neutrophils, basophils, and eosinophils, which are known collectively as granulocytes, monocytes and macrophages, NK cells, or natural killer cells, T cells, B cells, and a specialized antigen-presenting cell called a dendritic cell. Now let's briefly describe the anatomical location of the organs of the immune system. The thymus is a primary lymphoid organ and exists in the center of the chest, just above the lungs. The bone marrow is also a primary lymphoid organ and exists in the long bones of the legs. Secondary lymphoid organs include the tonsils at the back of the throat and lymph nodes, which are distributed throughout the neck, axilla, groin, and leg regions. The spleen, which is on the left side of the body, and the Peyer's patches, which are on the surface of the intestines. The appendix is also a secondary lymphoid organ, as well as tissue lymphatics. Now let's discuss the proliferation and differentiation of cells of the immune system, beginning with a pluripotent stem cell. Pluripotent stem cells exist in the bone marrow, and they give rise to a lymphoid stem cell and a myeloid stem cell. Each one of these two stem cells derive their own lineages. Through lymphoid stem cells, T lymphocytes are produced, as well as NK or natural killer lymphocytes. B lymphocytes also derived from lymphoid stem cells, and they differentiate into plasma cells. The myeloid stem cell gives rise to erythrocytes, or red blood cells, as well as megakaryocytes, or platelets, which are involved in blood clotting. Myeloid stem cells also give rise to monocytes, and through differentiation, macrophages, as well as the three types of granulocytes. The secondary lymphoid organs include the spleen, lymph nodes, and also MALT, which it's an acronym for mucosal associated lymphoid tissue. Now let's discuss antigens. What is an antigen? An antigen is any substance, usually foreign, that binds specifically to an antibody or a T cell receptor. It's a substance capable of inducing a specific immune response, and its immunogenicity and antigenicity are two attributes of an antigen. Antibodies. What are antibodies? Antibodies are protein or immunoglobulins that recognize a particular antigen and bind specifically to it. Antibodies are produced by plasma cells, which are differentiated B cells, and there are five classes of antibodies: IgG, IgA, IgM, IgD, and IgE. The Ig in each of the class stands for immunoglobulin. Now let's move on to discuss innate immunity and acquired immunity. The immune system comprises of two parallel but interrelated systems: the innate immune system and the acquired immune system. The innate immune system is dependent on factors such as race, individual characteristics, and species, whereas the acquired or adaptive immunity is dependent on an active and passive arm, both which have artificial and natural stimulus. Innate immunity, also known as naive immunity. Naive immunity is a resistance to infection that an individual possesses by virtue of his genetic and constitutional makeup. It is not affected by prior contact with microorganisms or immunization. Innate immune responses are nonspecific, and they include anatomic barriers, physiologic, endocytic, and phagocytic, with inflammatory barriers, which help prevent the entrance and establishment of infectious agents. It may be nonspecific when it indicates a degree of resistance to infections in general, or specifically when resistance to a particular pathogen is concerned. Innate immunity may be considered at the level of the species, race, and individual. Now let's discuss adaptive or acquired immunity. Adaptive immunity is the resistance that an individual acquires during life. This is different from the inborn innate immunity. Adaptive immune responses exhibit four immunological attributes: specificity, diversity, memory, and self and non-self recognition. Antigen-presenting cells, B lymphocytes, and T lymphocytes are the primary cells of the adaptive immune responses. Adaptive immune responses require some time to begin. Innate immunity provides a first line of defense during the critical period just after a host exposure to a pathogen. Acquired immunity can be one of two types, active or passive. Now let's discuss active or passive acquired immunity. Active immunity is the resistance developed by an individual as a result of an antigenic stimulus. This involves the active functioning of a person's immune system, leading to the synthesis of antibodies and/or the production of immunologically active cells. Active immunity sets in only after a latent period, which is required for the immunological machinery to be set in motion. The resistance that is transferred to a recipient in a ready-made form is known as passive immunity. Here, the recipient's immune system plays no active role. There is no antigenic stimulus. Instead, preformed antibodies are administered. Now let's discuss the history of immunology and some of the milestones that led to the development of what we now know as the discipline of immunology. Beginning in 430 BC, Thucydides was a great historian of the Peloponnesian War, and during the epidemic of the plague, he observed that those who recovered from the plague would nurse the sick because they would not contract the disease a second time. Then, in the 15th century, the Chinese and the Turks developed a technique of variolation. Dried crust developed from smallpox pustules were either inhaled into the nostrils or inserted into small cuts in the skin. Subjects developed immunity against smallpox. This is the process known as variolation. Effects of the technique were confirmed by Lady Mary Wortley in 1718. Edward Jenner. Edward Jenner was an English physician, and in 1798 he improved the technique of variolation and introduced the term vaccination to the world. He observed that milkmaids who had contracted cowpox were subsequently immune to smallpox. He inoculated an 8-year-old boy with a fluid from a cowpox pustule. The boy did not develop smallpox. This was a breakthrough finding in the field of immunology. And Edward Jenner is known as the father of the vaccine. Louis Pasteur. In the 1880s, Louis Pasteur devised a vaccine against cholera in chickens. He injected chickens with the old culture of bacterium causing cholera. the chickens became ill but recovered from the illness. After some days, he injected the fresh culture of the same bacterium in the same chickens. The chickens survived and were completely protected from the diseases. He recognized that the aging the bacteria had weakened the virulence of the pathogen and that the old strain had become, quote, attenuated. Pasteur stated that an attenuated strain might be administered to protect against the diseases. He called this attenuated strain a vaccine, and he extended the findings to other diseases also. He developed a vaccine for anthrax, and a now classic experiment at Pouilly-le-Fort in 1881, Louis Pasteur vaccinated one group of shipmates with heat-attenuated anthrax bacillus. All of the vaccinated shipmates survived exposure, while the unvaccinated shipmates died. These experiments marked the beginning of the discipline of immunology. In 1885, Pasteur administered the first vaccine to a human, which was a young boy named Joseph Meister, who had been bitten by a rabid dog. These practical triumphs led to the search for the mechanism of protection and to the development of the science of immunology. Also in the 1880s, Robert Koch discovered the cause and nature of TB or tuberculosis. He identified a microorganism cultured in the microorganism out of the body and injected it into an animal. The animal then got the disease, and he earned the Nobel Prize in 1905 for cellular immunity to TB. Elie Mitnikoff in the 1880s is known as the father of cellular immunology. He observed starfish larvae under the microscope and saw that the cells seemed to be engulfing each other. He stabbed the larvae with a rose thorn and saw that those engulfing cells then migrated towards the rose thorn, attacked and ingested it. The experiment led to the discovery of the mechanism phagocytosis. It deduced the role of phagocytosis in immunity and led to the concept of cell-mediated immunity. He earned the Nobel Prize in 1908 with Paul Ehrlich. In 1890, Emil von Behring and Shibasu Kinisada gave the first insights into the mechanism of immunity. Serum from animals previously immunized to diphtheria could transfer the immune state to unimmunized animals. They discovered that the serum of vaccinated individuals contained substances, which they called antibodies, that specifically bound to the relevant pathogen. Von Behring earned the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1901 for serum antitoxin work. Also in the 1890s, Paul Ehrlich formulated what an antibody is and described how the immune system developed. He proposed a lock-and-key mechanism of antigen-antibody binding. Now let's discuss individuals who won Nobel Prizes in physiology or medicine due to their contributions to the field of immunology. 1901, Emil von Behring for serum antitoxins. In 1905, Robert Koch for cellular immunity to tuberculosis. In 1908, Elie Metchnikoff and Paul Ehrlich for the role of phagocytosis and antitoxins. 1913, Charles Roche for his work on anaphylaxis. In 1919, Jules Bordet won a Nobel Prize for the discovery of complement-mediated bacteriolysis. And in 1930, Karl Landsteiner for the discovery of human blood groups. In 1951, Max Thaler won a Nobel Prize for the development of a yellow fever vaccine. And in 1957, Daniel Bovet won a Nobel Prize for the discovery of antihistamines. In 1960, McFarlane Burnet and Peter Medawar shared a Nobel Prize for the discovery of acquired immunological tolerance. And in 1972, Rodney Porter and Gerald Edelman solved the chemical structure of antibodies and were awarded the Nobel Prize. In 1977, Rosalind Yalow was awarded a Nobel Prize for the development of the radioimmunoassay. In 1980, George Snell, Jean Dassault, and Berio Benisareff shared a Nobel Prize for the discovery of the major histocompatibility complex. And then in 1984, Caesar Milestone, George Kohler, and Niels Jern shared a Nobel Prize for the discovery of monoclonal antibody immunotherapy. In 1987, Susumi Tonegawa was awarded a Nobel Prize for the discovery of gene rearrangement in antibody production. And in 1991, Donald Thomas and Joseph Murray shared a Nobel Prize for transplantation immunology. And in 1996, Peter Doherty and Rolf Zinkernagel proved the specificity of cell-mediated immune response and shared a Nobel Prize for their work. Review questions. Here are some questions to review what you've learned in this audio tutorial. Question number one. Who was known as the father of the vaccine? Answer: Edward Jenner. Question number two. Specificity, diversity, memory, self and non-self recognition. These are four attributes of... Answer: adaptive immunity. Question number three. Which scientist is known as the father of cellular immunology? Answer: Elie Metchnikoff. And question number four. Vaccination is a type of... Answer: active immunity. And lastly, question number five. Who got the Nobel Prize in 1930 for the discovery of human blood groups? Answer: Karl Landsteiner. Summary. Here's a summary of what you've learned in this audio tutorial. Immunology is the science that deals with the body's protective mechanism against pathogens. The immune system consists of humoral and cellular immune responses, which function in coordination to fight against diseases. Innate immunity is a non-specific and it depends on genetic and constitutional makeup. Acquired immunity, however, exhibits attributes such as specificity, diversity, memory, and self and non-self recognition, and is acquired during life. A number of morphologically and functionally diverse cells, organs, and tissues function in the development of an immune response. And the history of immunology can be traced back to 430 BC. And there have been 16 Nobel Prizes earned in this area of science. Congratulations on completing an Introduction to Immunology Core Tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.